You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Kids, raise your hands if you're grateful for the end of school, because there may be some kids even more grateful than most. They're going to get to go on to the next grade level no matter their scores on the STAR test, the standardized test administered to Texas public school students each year. Once again, there have been glitches, and now the Texas Department of Education is taking action. Julie Chang, education reporter for the Austin American-Statesman, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So what were the implications of these glitches we're talking about, and how many students will be affected?
So on April 10th, more than 40,000 students across the state were kicked off of the online STAR test for 20 minutes due to a server crashing. And then last week, more than 25,000 students across the state experienced a slowed connection for about 90 minutes while they were taking the online STAR test. So the Texas Education Agency on Thursday announced that 5th and 8th graders affected by the online glitch won't have to pass the STAR test in order to move on to the next grade.
I see what you're saying. Help me here. Do all students in Texas take the STAR test online, or do some still use written materials and notebooks, that sort of thing?
Yes, there are a couple of varieties of ways to take the tests. Many, many students still take the test via paper and pencil, but those who take the online test typically are special education students, because the online test has tools that special education students can use to help them through the test.
So are we talking about those mostly affected special education students?
According to the Texas Education Agency, as much as 27% of students affected by the disruptions in both of the computer glitches were in special education.
So I feel like deja vu here. I mean, hasn't this happened like the last, certainly last year, it seemed like there were glitches with the STAR test, right?
Well, it actually occurred 2 years ago in 2016. Educational Testing Service, the company that administers the STAR test, was fined $21 million by the state of Texas as a result of a widespread computer glitch in that case as well. So this has happened before, and so I think that the Texas Education Agency is ready to fine them again.
Yeah, and what is the fine? Have they announced a dollar amount?
Yes, the Texas Education Agency announced as well that they will be assessing $100,000 in liquidated damages to ETS.
ETS is based in New Jersey. Once upon a time, ETS didn't have this gig, right? I mean, it was, what was the company, Pearson?
Pearson administered the STAR test prior to ETS, yes.
So what was the problem with Pearson, and why not go back to Pearson if now we have a couple of, some pretty significant computer glitches that have resulted in having to permit students to advance even if they didn't pass the test?
Well, Texas Education Agency will be rebidding the contract over the summer in advance of their contract with ETS expiring in August of 2019. So it will be interesting to see who the state goes with, whether it's Pearson or ETS or some other testing company. But the agency is going to be focusing on a company that can deliver a online test that is devoid of such glitches.
Julie Chang is an education reporter for the Austin American-Statesman. She continues to cover this controversy over the STAR tests and the administration thereof. Julie, thanks again.
Thank you.